Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hello, Mark. How are you doing?
Good, good. Busy day for everybody today, I think.
Yes, exactly. As we move into the darker time of the year, we perhaps see an increase in the number of depressed people. At least that's the old wise tale. There are lots of treatments that all of our listeners know about, including obviously antidepressants, therapy such as cognitive behavioral therapy, bright light stimulants, St. John's wort, creatine, lithium, and perhaps vitamin D. Vitamin D is a topic today. Mark's found an article from the British Journal of Psychiatry published in 2012, volume 201, starting on page 360. I'm reminded that there is one study, in addition to this, that has looked at a small group of adults with unipolar depression, 40 of them, and suggested that adjunctive vitamin D may be beneficial for the treatment of depression. In that particular study, half of them got fluoxetine with vitamin D, and the other received a placebo with vitamin D. There was a suggestion of benefit. This group has done, I think, a better job. Mark, they attempted to answer the question, in patients with low vitamin D levels, does vitamin D supplementation improve symptoms related to depression? This was a double-blind control study. What did they find?
Yeah, this was done in Norway. I think that's a great place to go if you want to find a lot of dark, wintry nights and depressed people, so at least based on the novels that I've been reading lately. So, they went to Norway, and they started out by looking for patients who had depressive symptoms and low vitamin D levels. And they defined that as less than 22 nanograms per milliliter, so that's right in the ballpark of what we consider low here in the U.S. as well. And they excluded patients who had severe depression. Those were sent right for treatment. And that left about 240 patients who had a range of depression scores, some of which were mild to moderate depression. Others weren't officially classified as formally depressed but had some depressive symptoms. And so what they did was they had a bunch of people with depressive symptoms, low vitamin D levels. They randomized them to get either a placebo or 40,000 international units once a week of vitamin D. After 6 months, the vitamin D worked. They were increased to normal in almost 100% of the treated patients, but had only improved in 2% of those getting the placebo, which is kind of what you'd expect. There were significant improvements in depression scores, but they were similar in both groups. So really wasn't a big difference between whether you were getting the placebo or getting the vitamin D. Your depression score got better. There was also improvement in what's called a global seasonality score, which is a measure of seasonal affective disorder. They did see a trend toward perhaps greater improvement in those folks who had a higher depression score, who were more depressed at the beginning of the study, maybe having a bit more of a benefit or having some benefit from the vitamin D. They also saw that those who had, in general, the lower the vitamin D levels tended to be more depressed. So it could be that vitamin D is a marker of depression or that it's associated with depression. Those people who have low levels may have a lot of other things going on that cause their vitamin D to be low that also is making them depressed. So to the bottom line is, overall symptoms of depression didn't improve in patients with low vitamin D levels when they were given vitamin D supplementation. There may be a benefit in those who had more severe symptoms, but I think we need more evidence before really hanging our hat on that.
Interesting. So the study actually brings up a couple of points. One, you raised with the difference between causation and association, and the hypothesis was that these things were associated and perhaps they're causative. Again, this doesn't really answer that question conclusively. And it also raises the question, doesn't it, of a surrogate marker, and perhaps, again, it doesn't suggest that that vitamin D levels are a surrogate marker for depression, but those are the kinds of things that we're always looking for. Is there something objective that perhaps is a marker of disease?
Well, there have been lots of studies that have shown, lots of big observational studies have shown associations between low vitamin D levels and a variety of illnesses, and Yet, you know, when you really look at it, it's probably that those patients who have low vitamin D levels have them in part because of their chronic illness. They're not getting out, they're not getting exercise, they're not in the sunlight, their diet's poor, a variety of other things. So that's, it's, you know, kind of a chicken or egg thing here. And there have been lots and lots of association studies. To date, pretty much every randomized trial that's tried to see if we get a therapeutic benefit of improving vitamin D levels, unless we're talking about bone or falls, really hasn't seen a benefit. So I think we're going to see a lot more studies like this in the coming months and years.
Interesting. So we just have to be careful that we ask the right questions. One last question, Mark, not to put you on the spot, but this concept that we, you and I both sort of you know, mentioned jokingly of darkness, and is that something that is just a wise tale, or is there some substance to the fact that people are more depressed at times, you know, of year when it's darker?
Yeah, I think seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. I think that it's a continuum, and for a lot of people, it's a fairly minor effect. For others, it can push them over the edge from maybe just being a little grumpy to be having dysthymia or minor depression. So I think it is probably a contributing factor. I think there's reasonable evidence for that, and there's some pretty reasonably well-done studies showing the benefits of intensive light therapy in those folks.
One would have to assume that would be even more so in Norway than it would be in Greece or something. Excellent. Good. We'll talk with you again next week. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.